Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Sunday night. It's 570 KLF, and this is Ashley Burgess. You know, next Sunday, we're talking frustration and regret, and that'll be Super Bowl Sunday, as well as the following Sunday, we have Tammy Dombeck coming back into studio to do a wonderful show with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And later on, before we leave tonight, I'm going to give you the major tip to overall better staircase, basic life path construction. The one thing that can make this build-out go a lot smoother and a lot easier for everybody. We're going to line one. Line one, we have Mike from Dallas. Mike, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay? I'm on a kind of a loose connection on my cell.
Definitely. You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, great. Well, I'm calling in because I liked your subject tonight, and you described me perfectly at the beginning of your show tonight. I am that guy that has, I'm an artist.
Oh, cool.
I'm 45 years old, and I'm still trudging forward on this giant, long, you know, stairway that I've been building for a long, long time. And I thought it was interesting how you put it, building a stairway. And I think that we have to make choices. I think the choices that we make really, really define how fine the staircase is and how sturdy it is too, like the foundation that you build something really, really neat on.
I agree with that, you know, for sure. Yeah, no, I believe that choices are very important. I mean, well, we make choices every day, and it's kind of like there was a film, I guess, called Sliding Doors, and there's been a lot of other films that show basically the choices that we make in life and how that, even small ones, and how that can impact us. And, you know, I always have that question about, is there serendipity? Is there certain things that are going to happen no matter what? Or do we basically make every choice in our life?
Right. I've made choices that I knew that were going to hurt me for 10 years. And that's kind of a hard choice to make if you think about it. It's like making a decision whether to push off from the dock, you know, in your boat with one oar, to cross the ocean. So, you have the energy and what it takes to get across the ocean in your boat. You know, it's going to be a very long, hard journey, you know, and rewarding.
I like that analogy because I think that that's basically breaking it down. You know, it's like we all have these things that we have to triumph over. We all have these things that we don't know the outcome. We all make good choices. We all make bad choices. And it's just trying to qualify or quantify each one and figure out, you know, what is this going to do to my life as well as how far is this going to impact me?
Yeah, I think at one point in your life or one point along a really hard, long journey, you know, of a positive one, you really become aware of the decisions that you make as well. So, like, making those choices, it's like you know what you're doing, almost. Even if you're making a bad choice, you know where it's taking you. And, you know, some people, I think, just are, they accept, you know, the consequences of making a choice, even if it's a bad one sometimes.
Well, I think so. I mean, that's what I feel like. I feel that for the most part, you know, people know, you have to know to some degree what you're doing. I mean, especially if you're making a really maybe not so great choice, you have to know that that's going to impact you to some degree. I think that not thinking about that maybe is just the fact that people just don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think so too.
You know, because they're trying to make something, I don't know, they're trying to maybe find it within them to, I guess, what would I say? Trying to make it work or try to make it okay at the time. But at the same time, I guess when you look at it later on, and anybody that's gone through something like that knows that eventually it's going to come back around.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it comes back around the way you'd like it to as well. Life is a very interesting thing. I got to bounce, Ashley. I just wanted to tell you, I love your show and you are the precious voice in Dallas right now. So I just want to let you know I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. And I'm so glad that you're listening to the show and tell everybody you know about it. And thank you very much. And I hope that your life path continues to be wonderful and not, you know, not so hard sometimes.
Well, thanks very much. And have a good show.
Thank you so much. You know, Mike really brings up a lot of really great points, and we all make choices, and these choices do define our path. And a lot of times in our path, we make these choices because maybe we're just bored with life. Maybe we don't like this path we took. Maybe we just need a break. Maybe we don't find any solace, that eventually we don't even understand how we're ever going to be successful doing what we do because it seems like nobody respects what we're doing. There's a lot of things there. There's a lot of stuff that we take as baggage. Everybody has to work and prod and push to get what they want for the most part. And I think that choices are such an important thing, as well as choice is very important. But the major tip for overall better staircase, you know, construction and better life path, basic construction, would be gut feeling. Do you go with your gut? When you feel a certain way, do you make a choice based on that, or do you go the opposite, or do you just not listen to it whatsoever? And like Mike was saying, and, you know, I've talked to several people about this as well, when we're making decisions, sometimes maybe we know it's bad or we know it's good. Sometimes maybe we don't. And I think that if you actually listen to yourself, and sometimes it takes a while to listen to yourself, because if you've been ignoring that inner voice for a long period of time, it's not going to come out and help you too quickly. Because it's like somebody that's always there to try to help you and you never take their help. They're going to eventually kind of go away. So you got to kind of reopen that dialogue, because that inner gut feeling can help you get ahead, and it can keep you out of harm's way, as well as it can give you some inner knowledge to where to go quicker than having to really just mess with a lot of the muck and guck that we have to do on a daily basis. So remember, next week is next Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We'll be talking frustration and regret, and that's going to be a lot of fun because we're all dealing with that in life. We all deal with regret, and I want my listeners and the prospective listeners to not have to deal with so much of it. We're all going to have to do it. But you know what? Let's try to put a halt to it at this point in time. Tammy Dombeck will be coming back the following week. Also, we always have Out and About with Cynthia Smoot, which is always wonderful. And I'm glad that she was having fun at that Dallas premiere. And, you know, if you think about one thing tonight, think about listening to yourself, because yourself knows better than anybody else knows what you should do. And that is so important. So check out liveyourtruelife.org. And listen next Sunday if you get a chance, or you can listen to the old past shows on the website as well. I hope you have a great night. I hope you have a safe night, and take care, and have a good night from Perspectives.
Are you interested in how to communicate so effectively you'll get heard by others every time? Have you ever stepped back and taken a good look at the life path you've chosen for yourself? Ever wondered why your old friends are changing or simply not around anymore? Do you want to make sure you aren't sabotaging yourself and never will again? Have you ever gotten angry and wondered how you can make it work for you? Has a close friend gone off the deep end, and should you distance yourself from them? More importantly, do you know how to do it with ease and success? If you answered yes to any of these questions, go online today and check out liveyourtruelife.org. Liveyourtruelife.org is a one-stop shop for this and much more. Get the information you want and need in the time you have. Bookmark liveyourtruelife.org today. That's liveyourtruelife.org.